comment?
Hallelujah, 感谢主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
尔湾教会的弟兄姐妹和我们今天来和我们跟我们聚会的慕道朋友，大家平安。
Peace to all Irvine brothers and sisters, as well as friends who are here to worship with us today.
今天早上想跟大家谈父母心。
And this morning we like to study on the topic about the heart of a parent.
那我们不只是谈一般天下的父母心，我们更要谈基督徒，我们拜神的人的父母心。
And we're not talking about just parents of this world, but rather parents of people who worship the Lord.
我们身为父母的，我们的心和我们儿女的处境是连在一起的。
And as parents, once our children are born, our hearts are connected with their day-to-day lives.
当我们儿女快乐高兴的时候，我们心情也非常的开心。
And when our children are happy, then we also are very happy.
可是当我们孩子受苦疼痛的时候呢，我们的心也跟着一起疼痛。
But when our children are suffering or in pain, then our heart is also in pain.
好像神把一个电脑程式放在我们父母的心里面，这个来反映孩子的处境。
It's almost as if God programmed our hearts, put a computer on our hearts to be able to respond to what it is our children are doing.
小孩不管遇到什么事情，在什么遭遇情况之下呢，父母就不得不跟着一起和小孩有同样的感受。
And so regardless of what circumstance, we can't help it as parents but to feel exactly what it is our children are feeling.
我以前从来不知道有这样的一个感觉，一直到我自己有小孩。
And I never thought that it could happen like this until I had my own children.
这样的一个爱呢，是在世界上算是最纯真，最没有自我的一种爱。
And this kind of love is the purest and the most selfless love.
我们小孩出生的时候，他们没有给我们带来什么。
And when our children are born, they don't bring us anything.
其实他们拿走了很多东西。
And in fact, they actually take a lot away from us.
他们拿走了我们的时间。
They take away our time.
他们拿走了我们的精力。
And take away our energy.
他们拿走了我们的金钱。
They take away our money.
那我们身为母亲的呢，他们又拿走我们漂亮的身材。
And for the parent, for the mothers, they take away our lovely figures.
拿走我们年轻的时光。
And they take away our youth.
在他们还不懂得回报我们之前，我们就这样从第一天深深的爱着他们。
And so this is from day one, when they don't know to repay our love, we already love them so deeply.
这是我们的父母的心。
This is the heart of a parent.
所以在我们在座的小孩子呢，也是包括我自己哈。我们应该要记得我们的父母 的爱是这个样子的。
And so for us children who are sitting here, including myself, we need to remember that this is the love of a parent.
有时候我们觉得他们太唠叨了。
And sometimes we feel like they're nagging us too much.
什么事情都要管我们。
Everything that we do, they have to bother us about it.
其实常常是因为他们不得不这样子。
But actually many a times it's just that they just can't help it.
他受我们的牵制，因为他们真的很爱我们。
They are in our grasp because they love us so much.
今天早上想从圣经来跟大家谈父母的心为什么会因为儿女而疼痛。
And this morning I'd like to study from the Bible. Why is it that the parent's heart will be in pain because of a child?
中国人用一个字来表达他爱一个人就是疼，我很疼你，意思就是说我很爱你。
In Chinese, we use a word which means we adore,
we
ache for you, because it's saying that when I love somebody so much, I ache for you.
为什么会疼呢？因为你爱他。
And why do you ache for this person? Because you love this person.
那从圣经上我们就可以看到父母这样疼爱儿女的心。
And so from the Bible, we can see that the parent's heart aching for a child.
可是有两种不同的疼痛。
But there are two kinds of aching.
我们先来看第一种。
And let's take a look at the first.
就是当我们的儿女做错事情，走上偏差的路的时候，这样所产生的一个疼痛。
And the first is this ache that happens when our child walks in the wrong way.
我们请看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn a look at 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第十八章。
2 Samuel chapter 18.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
撒母耳记下十八章三十二节。
2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 32.
王问古士人说：“少年人押沙龙平安不平安？”古士人回答说：“愿我主我王的仇敌和一切兴起要杀害你的人都与那少年人一样。”
Verse 32, and the king said to the Cushite, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" And the Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise against you to do harm be like that young man."
33节，王就心里伤痛，上城门楼去哀哭，一面走一面说：“我儿押沙龙啊，我儿押沙龙啊，我恨不得替你死，押沙龙啊，我儿我儿。”
Verse 33, then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate, and he wept. And as he went, he said thus, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place, O Absalom, my son, my son."
请看19章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
有人告诉约押说，王为押沙龙哭泣悲哀。
And Joab was told, "Behold, the king is weeping and mourning for Absalom."
第二节，众民听说王为他儿子忧愁。他们得胜的欢乐却变成悲哀。
Verse 2, so the victory that day was turned into mourning for all the people, for the people I heard it said that day, the king is grieved for his son.
第三节，那日众民暗暗的进城，就如败阵逃跑、惭愧的民一般。
Verse 3, and the people stole back into the city that day, as people who are ashamed to steal away when they flee in battle.
四节，王蒙着脸大声哭嚎说，我儿押沙龙啊，押沙龙，我儿，我儿啊。
Verse 4, but the king covered his face, and the king cried out with a loud voice, "O my son, Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son."
大卫的第三个儿子叫做亚撒龙。
David's third son was called Absalom.
他长得很英俊，这是全国出名的。
And he was very handsome, and he was known for that throughout the nation.
甚至我们今天从来没有见过亚撒龙，也知道他很英俊。
And even though we today have never met him, we know that he was very handsome.
可是在这个漂亮的外表里面呢，却隐藏一个很黑、很可怕的心。
But outside, with this a beautiful outside appearance, he had a very dark and evil heart.
他从很早就已经定义要夺取他父亲的王位。
Early on, he had already decided that he was going to take away the kingship of his father.
他就用尽他能够想到的办法来毁掉他父亲。
And so he did everything that he could think of to try to overthrow his father.
他开始建立自己的军队。
And he set up his own army.
然后呢，慢慢赢得众人的心。
And slowly he tried to win the hearts of people.
当时间到了的时候呢，他就在城中布置好他的人，他的间谍。
And so when the time had come, he stationed his people throughout the city.
那就开始就说就是要夺取王位。
And so he started his rebellion.
那当时呢，整个国家都跟从着亚撒龙。
At that time, the entire nation was following after Absalom.
当大卫知道他儿子反抗他的时候。
And when David found out that his son was rebelling against him,
他就跟着他的家人和他比较亲近的跟随者离开了耶路撒冷。
He took his entire family and those who were closest to him, and they left Jerusalem.
可是亚撒龙不放过大卫。
But Absalom would not let David go.
他听从他的这个他的属下来跟他建议，甚至当众侮辱他父亲。和他的父亲的妃嫔同寝。
And so he listened to one of his advisors, and he did. He actually shamed his father's concubines out in public.
用意就是要表示他的权势比他父亲更大。
And the purpose of all this was just to prove that he was stronger than his father.
然后呢，他又去紧追着他父亲。
And then he also went to pursue after his father.
他不管，他宁可杀死很多人，为了就是要取他父亲的生命。
And so he didn't care. He would rather kill many people in order to just get the life of his father.
他的罪恶实在是滔天。
His evil truly reached the heavens.
连神都看不过去，神亲自出面。
And even God could not look past this. God showed his face.
在他们交战的时候，两方交战的时候，亚撒龙在丛林里面。
And so when the two sides were battling, Absalom was in the field or the jungle.
他的头发很长。
And he had very long hair.
就被树枝勾住。
And then it was hooked on by a tree branch.
挂在那里。
And he was just hanging there.
好，最后在那里等死。
And at that time he was waiting to be killed.
就被约押亲自来下手把他杀死。
And so it was Joab himself who went to kill Absalom.
所以大卫这场战争算是 不但自己生命保住了，而且算是战胜了敌人。
And so David preserved his own life, and he actually was victorious.
他和他的全家，和他跟随他的人呢，终于可以平平安安的回城。
And so he and his family and those who were close to him could peacefully enter back into their city.
可是大卫高兴吗？
But was David happy?
他脑筋他脑海里面所能想的就是他儿子。
All he could think about in his head was his son.
他的儿子这么样的无情，要他的命。
And his son was so terrible, wanting to kill him.
大卫却这样悲悲惨惨为他儿子而哭。
And yet David wept so bitterly for his son.
他甚至宁可自己死，为亚撒龙来死。
And he himself would rather die in the place of Absalom.
因此，我们从刚才所读到的经文，他一直说：“我儿，我儿，亚撒龙啊。”
And so we can see in the passage that we just read, he kept repeating, "Oh, my son, Absalom, my son."
世界上很少事情能够像我们父母失去我们的儿女这样的疼痛。
And there are very few things that are as painful as a parent losing a child.
可是，在这故事里面。比这更疼痛的就是大卫的儿子因为背叛他而死。
But what aches even more in this story is that David's son died because he rebelled against him.
因为他的恶行这么大而死。
And it was so bad because his evil was so bad that he died.
我们只能想象大卫心里面的 这种挣扎和疼痛。
And so we can just imagine the struggle in David's heart and the pain in his heart.
他当然能够理解他儿子的死是因为他作恶得到报应。
And of course, he could understand that his son died because of his evil doing.
可是同时呢，这个亚撒龙又是他的血肉。
But yet, Absalom was his own flesh and blood.
他宁可为亚撒龙而死。
He would rather die for Absalom.
这就是父母心。
And this is the heart of a parent.
大卫在这里他的心简直是粉碎了。
And so here you can see that David's heart was just shattered.
他的疼痛是因为他儿子。
And his pain was because of the evil deeds that his son did.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
Let's take a look at another example.
请看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章十一节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 11.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
11. Then he said, A certain man had two sons.
12节，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
Verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to him his livelihood.
我们如果把这整个浪子的故事读完一遍。
And if we read the entire story of the prodigal son,
我们就会注意到这个父亲是多么的无能，多么的可怜。
And we can see just how pitiful this father was.
任凭他两个儿子摆布。
And he would do whatever it is that his two sons asked him.
他的小儿子前来向他要他的产业。
His younger son came and asked for his portion of goods.
在以前呢，父亲要等到父亲离世之后才能够谈分产业。
And at that time, you can only talk about inheritance after the father has passed away.
所以他这个小儿子来到父亲前说要分产业呢，就 好比说我希望你早一点死。
And so when the younger child came to ask for his part of that inheritance, it was as though he said to his father, I wish you would just die earlier.
可是父亲说什么呢？他一句话都没有说。
But what did the father say? He said nothing at all.
他就把产业分给他两个儿子。
And so he divided his livelihood between his sons.
好像一个非常无用的无用的一个父亲。
It seems like he is a very helpless and useless father.
他的这个小儿子呢，就去到远方，在那边花尽他一切所有的，整天浪费放荡。
And so we can see that this younger son went afar and he wasted all of his possessions on prodigal living.
可是他儿子在远地。这样背叛他父亲的时候，他父亲心中是不是很气他呢？
And we see when this son is out there spending all of his goods, is his father angry?
他父亲在做什么呢？
And what is his father doing?
我们从第二十节就可以看到。
And from verse 20, we can see the answer to this.
他父亲整天在外面等他儿子。
Every day, his father was waiting outside for his son.
远远的看，是不是我的儿子回来了？
Looking afar, is that my son coming home?
在他心中，他的儿子就好像 失去了，就好像死了。
In his heart, his son was lost. It was as though he were dead.
好像没有希望了。
Like he was, it was hopeless.
可是，在没有希望当中，他父亲还是盼望着。
And even in this hopelessness, his father still had hope.
终于这一天来到了。
Until this day finally came.
他远远看到儿子。
And from afar, he saw his son.
几乎认不出这是他的儿子。
He almost couldn't recognize him.
他一看到儿子就跑去。
But when he saw his son, he ran.
抱着儿子的颈项。
And he hugged his neck.
连连与他亲嘴。
And to kiss him.
圣经说他跑去。
The Bible says he ran.
这个动作就告诉我们他的心是怎么样。
And when we see this action, it tells us what is in his heart.
他跑因为他已经每天都在等他儿子。
He ran because every single day he's waiting for his son.
等那个去而不回头的儿子。
He's waiting for the son who left to never return.
这就是我们父母看到我们儿女走错路的时候的一个心情。
And this is the heart of a parent when we see our child walking in the wrong way.
当父母知道儿女做错了。
When a parent knows that a child has done wrong.
好，有时候父母真的不没有办法阻止他们。
And sometimes as a parent we just can't do anything to stop them.
到最后只能静默在那边看着他们继续犯错。
At the end, all we can do is sit silently and just watch them continue to do wrong.
好，我们虽然好像没有盼望，但是还是一直期望着，甚至为他们一直祈求祷告，求神怜悯。
And even if it seems like there is no hope, we still hope in our hearts and we still pray to our Lord for mercy.
所以我们身为儿女的。
And so we as children,
如果我们不要让我们的父母受这样的一个疼痛，
If we don't want our parents to have this kind of pain in their heart,
我们就应该立志不要走上错误的道路。
We need to make the determination not to walk in the wrong way.
主耶稣为什么要讲这个比喻呢？
Why did Jesus speak of this parable?
主耶稣就是要用这样这个慈爱的父亲来告诉我们，我们的天父也是这样的慈爱。
Jesus wanted to share this parable to show that this merciful Father is our merciful God.
当我们身为浪子的时候，
when we are born as a prodigal son,
当我们违背天父的时候，
when we have disobeyed our heavenly Father,
他的心也是一样，跟这个父亲为着我们而疼痛。
He has the same heart as his father here. He aches for us.
我们请看创世纪六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪六章六节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 6.
主神就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Verse 6, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
这里特别讲到神的心。
And here it talks about the heart of God.
神的心就好像父母的心，这么样的软。
And God's heart is just as soft as the heart of a parent.
如果我们父母都能够因为我们的儿子的不孝，他们的错误而疼痛的话呢？
And if our hearts as parents can ache because of our children's disobedience or their suffering,
我们可以想象到神因为人的背叛，人的罪恶，不是也是更疼痛吗？
Can we not only imagine how much God's heart aches because of the wrongdoing of man?
因此我们想到我们父母的爱的时候，也可以同时体会到天父的对我们的爱。
So when we think about the love of our parents, we can also think about the love of our Heavenly Father.
那我们就要立志行天父所喜悦的事情。
So we need to make a determination to do the things that are pleasing to our Heavenly Father.
让我们的天父因为我们能够得到安慰。
So that our Heavenly Father can be comforted because of us.
好，那我们现在要来从圣经再来看，当儿女行善做正确的事情的时候，他们父母其实也会疼痛。
But now we will look in the Bible, when a child does right, when they do righteousness,the heart of a parent still aches.
可是这种疼痛是不一样的。
But this kind of aching is different.
意思就是说，当儿女他们因为行善而受苦的时候，父母的心其实也会疼痛。
And it is when a child does what is right, but they are suffering for this righteousness, the heart of a parent still aches.
我们请看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第六章第七节。
First Samuel chapter 6, verse
7. 第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
现在你们应当造一辆新车，将两只未曾负轭有乳的母牛套在车上，使牛犊回家去，离开母牛。
Verse Verse 7, now therefore make a new cart, take two milk cows which have never been yoked, and hitch the cows to the cart, and take their calves home away from them.
我们知道非利士人，也就是以色列百姓的敌人，他们把神的约柜掳去了。
And we know that the Philistines, who are also the enemies of the Israelites, they took away the Ark of the Covenant.
可是当神的约柜在非利士地的时候，神降灾给非利士百姓。
But when the Ark of the Covenant was in the land of the Philistines, God poured down plagues upon them.
不管把约柜搬到哪个城市，那边就有灾祸。
And regardless of which city they moved it to, that city would have plagues.
好，他们就把他们的祭司叫来，要问说到底为什么会发生这样的事。
And so they called their priests to ask, why would such thing like something like this happen?
是不是真的是以色列的神降这样的灾祸？
Could it be true that the God of the Israelites are pouring down these plagues upon us?
好，所以他们就用一个方法来测试是不是以色列神所做的。
And so they used this method to test whether or not it was sent by the God of the Israelites.
他们就把这个两只还没有负轭有乳的母牛套在车上。
And so they took two milk cows which have never been yoked, and they hitched the cows to the cart.
然后把这两个母牛跟他们的小牛牛犊分开。
And then they separated these two milk cows away from their calves.
然后把母牛 让母牛来拖这个载着约柜的新的车子。
And then they took these two milk cows to pull the cart that would carry the Ark of the Covenant.
那母牛呢？因为是身为母亲有母亲的心呢，所以它很自然的会想要回到牛犊那边。
And so two milk cows. These are two cow moms who have the heart to want to return to their young cows.
来喂养照顾自己的牛犊。
To go and feed them, to take care of them.
可是有一种力量却促使他们走另外一个方向。
But there was some kind of strength that caused them to walk the other way.
他们拖着载着约柜的车子一直往以色列地去走去。
So they are carrying on this ark, this cart that had the Ark of the Covenant, walking towards the land of Israel.
他们没有偏左，也没有偏右。
They didn't go to the left or to the right.
所以很明显的，这个非利士的首领看出，他们的灾祸的确是以色列的神所降的。
And so it was very obvious to the leaders of the Philistines that their plagues were caused by the God of the Israelites.
可是这个事件呢，对两只母牛不是没有。毫无感觉的一个事情。
But you can think how for these two milk cows, it was with lots of feeling that they did this.
小弟以前从来没有注意到这一段，一直到小弟读有一位就是对圣经文学有研究，他的这个作者他所写的。
And so I never really paid attention to this verse until I read one of the Bible literature about the Bible, and he pointed it out.
我们来看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
我们先看第十节。
Let's start at verse 10.
非利士人就这样行，将两只有乳的母牛套在车上，将牛犊关在家里。
Verse 10, then the men did so. They took the two milk cows, hitched them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home.
跳到十二节。
Let's jump to verse 12.
牛直行大道，往博士麦去，一面走一面叫，不偏左右。非利士的首领跟在后面，直到博士麦的境界。
Verse 12, then the cows headed straight for the road to Beth Shemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh.
这两对母牛因为有牛犊，所以他们的乳呢，就是有很多的奶。
And so we know that these two are considered milk cows, and so they have a lot of milk in their udder.
他们的牛犊在家里等着要喝奶。
Their little calves were at home waiting to drink this milk.
可是现在却被分开了。
But now they have been separated.
他们的直觉呢是要回到牛犊那边去喂牛犊。
And their instinct is to go home to their calves to feed them.
可是神的旨意是要他们走向以色列地。
But the will of God was for them to walk toward the land of Israel.
他们不得不顺服神的旨意。
And so they had to follow the will of the Lord.
可是在这个顺服当中呢，却是有受到痛苦。
And in following the Lord, they had to suffer.
因此在十二节特别写到，他们一面走一面叫。
And so in verse 12, it says that as they walked, they were lowing as they went.
这个细节好像没有必要写在圣经里，牛叫，叫不叫有什么关系？
And it seems like this detail could just be easily omitted. I mean, whether a cow is lowing or not, it doesn't really matter.
但是圣经特别写他们一面走一面叫，就让我们能够体会到，这两只牛犊的，这两只母牛的疼痛。
But yet the Bible records lowing as they went to let us know that these two milk cows were suffering as they were going.
这跟整个撒母耳记的情境是有关系 context 有关系的。
And so this is in context with what is in 1 Samuel.
因为当时的以色列百姓是违背神的。
Because at that time the Israelites were going against their God.
可是在这样的悖逆当中却看到连母牛都顺服神的旨意。
And so in their disobedience, they could see that these two milk cows were following the will of God.
可是顺服主的旨意，顺服神的旨意是有代价的。
But there is a price to pay when you're following the will of God.
好，我们也是从撒母耳记上来看哈拿的故事。
And let's also see in the book of 1 Samuel, the story of Hannah.
这就是在前几章从第二章开始记载。
And this is recorded just a few chapters before, starting from chapter 2.
我们请看撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
第二章十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
那时，撒母耳还是孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗得，侍立在神面前。
But Samuel, even as a child, wearing a linen ephod, ministered before the Lord.
十九节，他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候带来给他。
And moreover, his mother used to bring him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice.
Hannah 知道她的儿子撒母耳是神所赐的。
Hannah knew that her child Samuel was given to her by God.
因此断奶之后呢，就把撒母耳送到神的殿去侍奉。
And so after she weaned him, she brought him to the temple of God to serve God.
可是不是这样就结束了。
But that was not the end of it.
这里特别讲到哈拿每年做的一件事情。
But here mentions one thing that Hannah did year after year.
为什么圣经还要这样特别记载呢？
Why does the Bible record this?
我们可以想象哈拿在她心里的或许这样想着。
And we can think that perhaps Hannah was thinking this in her heart.
一年要快到了，我的孩子大概这么高了。
Another year has passed. Perhaps my son is about this tall now.
所以我是不是应该做个新的以弗德，差不多这么大。
And so should I make another ephod about this size for him?
他已经把撒母耳献给主了。
She had already given Samuel to God.
而且这也是神给他的一个心意，他愿意这样做。
This was actually given a heart given to her by God that she was willing to do this.
而且他还没有得到撒母耳之前，就已经向神许过愿。
And even before she received Samuel, she already made this vow to God.
所以她是一定要把撒母耳献给神的。
And so she had to give Samuel to God.
可是她的儿子撒母耳离她住的这么远，她的心还是常常挂念着她的儿子。
And so when she gave him away, even though he lived so far from her, every single time her heart is still longing for her son.
我们在座的母亲看到这样。圣经的记载，不知道心里会不会酸酸的。
I don't know if, as mother sitting here, when you read this passage in the Bible, do you feel so sore in your heart?
圣经特别告诉我们，他做一件小外袍来带给他小孩。
The Bible says that every year she would make a little robe to bring to her son.
神常常我们因为照着神的旨意去做，会受苦。
Many a times we suffer because we are doing things according to God's will.
或许是我们的儿女。他们有神的旨意在他们身上，他们必须遵从神的旨意。这时候，他们也要受苦。
Perhaps for our children, there is the will of God for them, and in order to follow the will of God, they need to suffer.
有时候我们父母舍不得。
And sometimes as parents, we just don't want them to suffer.
做传道这么辛苦，不要报考神学院。
It's so painful to be a preacher. Just don't go and sign up for the TTP.
虽然孩子或许有神在心中感动他。
And so even though the heart has been touched in the child has been touched in the heart by God.
但是我们想到做主的工这么辛苦。
But then we think it is so painful to do the work of God.
没有错，做主的工常常会辛苦。
It is true, there is a lot of suffering in doing the work of God.
但是我们为了不要疼痛，不要有这样的舍不得的心，有时候我们会去阻止他们。
And sometimes in order to save ourselves from this pain in our heart, this aching, we try to stop them.
但是圣经上的教导不是这样的。
But this is not the teaching in the Bible.
父母的心会疼痛，但是还是要因为爱他们，让他们能够去做神认为对的事情。
And our hearts may ache, yes, but we must still continue to allow them to do the things that God wants them to do.
这就是主耶稣教导做他门徒的一个条件。
And this is one of the criteria that God has, Jesus established for his disciples.
我们看路加福音十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
十四章二十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, also he cannot be my disciple.
这里说胜过爱，中文是说胜过爱，其实Does it say hate?
Yeah.
像英文就可以看出来，其实主耶稣说恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄，意思就是说你的心里是冲突的。
And so here in the Chinese it says that if you do not love me more than your father and mother, but in the English you can see that it says hate. So if you do not have this conflicting of feelings in your heart,
你为着爱主，你必须要忍受这个痛。
In order to love the Lord, you need to withstand this pain.
我们世界上离我们最跟我们最亲近跟我们最爱的就是我们的家人我们父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹
And the people in this world that we love the most it is the people in our family it is our father our mother our spouse our wife our children
如果我们要跟从主耶稣
But if we want to follow the Lord
如果我们要把神摆成第一
If we want to put God as number one in our lives
我们就要去学习放掉
We need to learn to let go
让我们所爱的人或者我们自己来达成神的旨意。
And we need to be able to let go so that the ones that we love or even ourselves can accomplish the will of God.
在这过程当中一定会有牺牲。
And of course, in this passage, there will be sacrifices.
一定会有疼痛。
And there will be pains.
这是因为我们爱他们。
This is because we love them.
但是这是成就神旨意所必须有的。
But this must happen in order to accomplish the will of God.
而且这是一个好的疼痛。
And this is actually a good pain.
那我们再来看亚伯拉罕的例子。
Let's turn back to the example of Abraham.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”
Verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
第二节，神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”
Verse 2, then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
神要亚伯拉罕将他儿子献为燔祭。
God wanted Abraham to take his son Isaac and offer him as a burnt sacrifice.
神特别对他说，你的儿子就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的。
And God especially said, Your son, your only son Isaac, the one that you love.
我们读这整个故事，没有读到亚伯拉罕心中很疼痛。
And when we read the story, we don't read about the pain in the heart of Abraham.
可是我们如果仔细读，看每一个细节，就可以看出父亲，这位父亲他心里的挣扎。
But if we read every single detail, we can see the struggle that was happening in the heart of this father.
我们今天没有时间很详细的来看，那不过，其实对亚伯拉罕来说，世界上应该没有比这个儿子来的更疼爱的。
And we don't have the time today to go into all the details, but we can know that for Abraham, there's not another thing in this world that he loved as much.
为什么神要用这个事情来试验他
？So why did God want to pick this one thing to test him?
因为他最爱他儿子。
Because he loved his son the most.
就是因为这样的疼爱，所以才能够成为考验信心的考验。
And it was because he loved him so much that it could become a test of his faith.
如果亚伯拉罕要顺从神的话，他必须要克服这样心中的疼痛。
And if Abraham wanted to be able to obey God, then he had to overcome this aching in his heart.
我们不能说亚伯拉罕完全没有感觉。
We can't say that Abraham had no feelings at all.
如果他没有感觉的话，他不是一个正常的父亲。
If he didn't have any feelings, then he wouldn't be a regular father.
可是神就是要用他这个父亲疼爱儿子的心来考验他的信心。
And yet God wanted to use his father, the heart of a father, the one that loves his son, to be able to test his faith.
要看亚伯拉罕是不是虽然他最爱他的儿子，还愿意因为神的吩咐来顺服神。
He wanted to see that even though Abraham loved his son so much, was he willing, because of God's command, to overcome that and sacrifice his son?
我们再请看路加福音第二章。
Let's also look, turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章第三十四节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 34.
二章三十四节
Luke chapter 2 verse 34
西面给他们祝福又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说这孩子贝利是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒许多人兴起又要做毁谤的画饼叫许多人心里的意念显露出来你自己的心也要被刀刺透
Verse 34 and 35. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
主耶稣基督来到世界上为了要成就神救恩的计划。
The Lord Jesus Christ came down to this earth to finish the accomplished, the salvation of, the, of God.
这里讲说他他被立呢是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。
And here it says that he was destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel.
要做毁谤的画饼，这画饼其实是 sign 是一个记号。
And he was also to have a, make a sign which would be spoken against.
他为了拯救神的子民，必须要受这样的苦。
In order to save the people of God, he needed to suffer through these things.
可是不仅是他一个人受苦
But it was not just he alone who would suffer.
这里西面预言说有那个有一个刀要刺透他母亲玛利亚的心
Here Simeon prophesied that a sword would pierce through Mary's own heart.
为什么
Why?
因为耶稣是由玛利亚而生的
Because Jesus was born through Mary.
玛利亚是耶稣的母亲
Mary was the mother of Jesus.
这样的母爱是不可以抹灭的。
And this maternal love cannot just disappear.
他亲眼看到他儿子因为传道被别人抵挡。
She saw with her own eyes how people opposed him because of what he was preaching.
被别人毁谤。
And he was rebuked by others.
甚至最后被别人鞭打，被钉在十字架上。
Until the very end that he was beaten and he was crucified on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上流血的时候，玛利亚的心中也是流血的。
When Jesus was bleeding on the cross, Mary's own heart was bleeding.
主耶稣经过这样的苦难，为了要成就神的旨意。
And Jesus had to go through all of these suffering in order to accomplish the will of God.
但是每一步，玛利亚她的母亲都要看着，而且跟她一起受这样的疼痛。
But every single step, his mother would have to watch and suffer the same things with him.
因为她是她的母亲。
Because she was his mother.
好，今天我们都身为父母的，都希望我们儿女得到最好的。
Today, as parents, we all hope that our children have the best things.
我们希望他们在世界上成功。
We hope that they're successful in this world.
他们能够过着一个舒适的生活。
And they can lead a good life.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
我们保护他们，让他们不要受苦，这不见得是最大的爱。
When we protect them to let them not suffer, this may not be the greatest love.
Hannah, 她把儿子献给主。
Hannah gave, sacrificed her son to God.
她心中疼痛，又为儿子做每年做以弗的。
And she ached in her heart, and yearly she would make a robe, an ephod for her son.
可是她这样的疼痛，她这样的牺牲是值得的。
But her pain and her sacrifice was worth it.
因为哈拿这样的奉献呢，以色列百姓就有了希望。
Because of Hannah's sacrifice, the Israelites had hope.
这是多美多美的一个奉献。
And how beautiful was the sacrifice?
就是一个因为出于一个母亲。
And it was all from a mother.
今天我们为什么替我们的儿女们常常忙碌着？
And today, why are we so busy for our children?
我们常常很容易把自己的儿女放在神之前。
Many a times today, we're willing to put our children in front of God.
我们想说我们爱他们嘛，什么都为他们。
And we think we love them. We want to do everything for them.
但是这不见得是最好的选择。
But this may not be the best choice.
有时候我们为了舍不得让他们受苦，最后反而要付出更大的代价。
And sometimes, in order to shield them from suffering, we actually have to pay a greater price later.
如果我们立志要讨神的喜悦，
if we make a determination to please God,
那我们就要也要立志能够忍痛，让我们的儿女照神的旨意去行。
Then we also need to make the determination to be able to suffer in order for our children to obey God's will.
我们让儿女去受苦，不表示我们不爱他，或者爱他们更少。
When we let our children suffer, it does not mean that we don't love them or we love them any less.
相反的，如果我们真正的爱他们，爱他们的灵魂，我们会让他们照神的旨意去行。
Actually, on the contrary, if we love their soul, then we will let them suffer as they are doing the will of God.
神其实也是这样爱我们。
This is how God loves us.
神爱我们的方法不是让我们从来不尝到疼痛。
God's way of loving us does not mean that He never allows us to suffer.
其实从圣经来看，我们儿女疼痛的时候，天父的心也是疼痛的。
And when we see in the Bible that when our hearts are aching, our Heavenly Father's heart is aching as well.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第七节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 7.
十八章第七节。
Chapter 18, verse 7.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他。他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
Verse 7, And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?
当我们受苦的时候，
When we are suffering,
当我们受冤屈的时候，
And when we are misunderstood,
we're suffering injustice.
When we're suffering injustice,
我们向神诉苦，我们向神祈求，
And we call out to God and we pray to God.
神当然愿意帮助我们。
And of course God wants to help us.
可是这里说神为我们忍了多时。
But here God, it says that God has bared long with us.
神的心是疼痛的。
And God's heart is aching.
何必神这样忍痛呢？他马上解决不就好了吗？
Wouldn't it just be better if he just solved the problem right then and there so he wouldn't be aching?
可是神有他要我们 在我们身上成就他的功课。
But God wants us to be able to finish the homework that He has given to us in our hearts.
让我们能够在灵性上长大。
To be able to grow spiritually.
而且神在一切的事上都有他的时间，他的安排。
And in all things, God has His own time, His own plan.
所以虽然好像神没有在听我们的祷告。
And so even though it seems like God is not answering our prayers.
但是其实不是只有我们在忍耐，神也在忍耐。
Actually, it is not just us who is waiting, but God is also waiting.
因为时间还没有到。
Because the time is not here yet.
好，这就是我们天父的心。
And this is the heart of our Heavenly Father.
神其实迫不及待要回应我们的祷告，要来帮助我们。
And God just wishes that He can go and answer our prayers to help us as quickly as He can.
可是这样，如果他每次我们祷告求什么，神马上回应的话，这样对我们不是最好的。
But if every single time we pray for something, we ask for something, He gives it to us immediately, this is actually not the best for us.
同样的，我们父母也是一样。
And likewise for our parents.
不是说为了儿女怕他们受苦，让他们怕他们疼痛，我们就毫不犹豫的每次都去为他们解决问题。
As parents, if it's in order to save our children from having any kind of suffering, let us solve every single problem that they have as soon as we can.
我们可以向神学习，神怎么爱我们，我们也来爱我们的儿女。
But rather, we can learn from God. The way that God loves us is the way that we should love our children.
那我们当中的儿女们呢？让我们也要记得。
But as children, let us also remember.
我们在生命当中的选择，不管是好还是坏。
In our life, our choices, whether good or bad.
我们的父母的心一定是疼痛的。
Our parents' heart is aching.
但是我们宁可顺服神的旨意，做对的事情，行义，在神面前行义。
But let us rather choose to do what is right, to do the righteousness in front of God.
这样让我们父母对我们的爱，对我们的疼痛，能够值得，而且得到回报。
And so that our parents' love and our parents' aching for us is worth it and can be repaid.
他们为我们所付出的代价才能够得到最后荣耀的赏赐。
And so that the price that they have paid for us will have a glorious ending.
所以让我们的选择给我们的父母来带来安慰。
And so may our choice bring comfort to our parents.
也给我们天上的父的心得到安慰。
And also comfort to our Heavenly Father's heart.
我们再来唱诗396首。
Let's all sing hymn 396. The Irvine Spiritual Convocation and Evangelical Service will happen on April 22nd to the 26th.
好，我们在这一次最后的祷告，我们特别求主来带领我们。
And in this last prayer, let us especially ask the Lord to guide us.
求主感动慕道朋友和我们所有弟兄姐妹的心，让大家能够都来参加这一场盛会。
And may God move the hearts of our truth-seeking friends as well as brothers and sisters to attend this holy gathering.
也能够更亲近主。
And to be able to draw closer to God.
我们祷告的时候也纪念谢执事他们全家求主亲自安慰他们。
And in our prayers, let us also continue to remember the family of Deacon Xie and may God comfort them.
我们现在一起跪下做最后的祷告。
Let us all kneel down and make our last prayer.